the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
A greeting to our brothers and sisters who are with us in their homes. Thank you for joining us. It's always an honor to be with you before the throne of grace, worshiping the Lord. I want to give a special welcome to a group who's visiting us. I don't know their formal name. I call them the Polka People. What's your organization's name? Ooh, the Poster Booster Club of America. Polka. The Polka Booster Club of America. They visit different churches on different years. This year they're visiting St. Linus together to worship with us in church. Let's welcome them, please. Thank you for being here. Did you recognize that tune that we sang? Amazing Grace. That's right. There were some different words to it. We're doing that increasingly often. We're singing a popular tune with words that are taken straight from that day's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading is Bartimaeus, a blind, poor beggar encountering Jesus. The song says, Jesus was passing by. And Bartimaeus grabbed this opportunity and his life was changed forever. I believe that Jesus is passing by here now with us. We have those same opportunities. In fact, he's not just passing by, he's camped right out. Bartimaeus saw what his eyes did not reveal. That challenges for us also to perceive where we are and who we are with. And so we, as we always do, we examine our conscience. We acknowledge our faults, our sins, our failings. Not so that we might condemn ourselves, but so that Jesus might save us, wash us clean, prepare us to hear his word and to receive his holiness. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Father,
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, strengthen our faith, hope, and love. May we do with loving hearts what you ask of us and come to share the life you promise. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. I'd
like to ask our children to come forward who are here for their own presentation of the scriptures. We have a dramatic story of in the life of Jesus in the gospel today. And he does something for Bartimaeus that he wants to do for all of us. Help us see God's goodness all around us. But that takes faith. And may the Lord bless you, give you faith, and help you to see how much Jesus is with us. May the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on the level road so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay. and shall come back rejoicing, carrying their streams. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness, and so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Doesn't quite seem possible, but we're nearing the end of the church year. Advent is a few weeks away. That means we're drawing near to the end of year B, and thus the Gospel of Mark that we've been reading from. This in Mark's gospel is the last miracle that Jesus performs before he goes from Jericho up the mountain to Jerusalem and begins the events, the dramatic events of Holy Week. I think we can learn a few things from Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, in this story, sees what seeing people were blind to. Bartimaeus is the first person in the Gospels besides the apostles to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. That is precisely what his calling Jesus the Son of David is. The Son of David was a term for the Messiah. The Messiah would come from the house of David. And that whole throng that was following Jesus, oftentimes we know just to see something entertaining. Bartimaeus saw what others didn't. And in the case of Bartimaeus, it wasn't just an internal recognition. He saw what others were blind to. Secondly, this recognition, this perception of faith compels him to act boldly. So he hears that Jesus is close. He hears that Jesus is passing by. And what did he do? Say a little prayer. Ask Jesus to come to him. Sit back and say, well, Jesus can do something if he wants to. What did he do? Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. That was bold. He was taking a risk. He was, as Peter did, when he stepped out of the boat, doing something bold in response to the presence of Jesus. So Bartimaeus sees what others don't. That recognition causes him to act boldly. So Bartimaeus recognizes Jesus as the Messiah, calls out to him boldly, proclaiming his faith, and what does everybody around him do? Hey, good job, Bartimaeus. You just go. No. Bartimaeus, be quiet. Bartimaeus, you're making a fool out of yourself. Bartimaeus, don't be a fanatic. Bartimaeus, don't stick out. Bartimaeus, don't make waves. Bartimaeus, be quiet. And so, what did Bartimaeus do? Was he quiet? It says he shouted all the louder. He rejected the intimidation, the negativity, the projected fear of all those around, and he set his sights on Jesus and proclaimed even louder, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus, the Messiah, I need you. So his faith compels him to act boldly, and he rejects the negativity of others. Jesus hears this. He says, tell him to come to me. And then Bartimaeus responds immediately to the call of Jesus. He just gets right up. He's excited. Doesn't waste time calculating the odds or the risks, but immediately responds to the call of Jesus. And when Jesus asks Bartimaeus the question, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus answers. Now that might seem a little too obvious. What do you want me to do for you? What do you think? What am I doing here? And I think it actually goes a lot deeper than that. I believe Jesus asks us all. He's always asking us, what do you want me to do for you? Just last week, remember that same question comes up. Jesus is talking to his disciples, asks John and Peter, two of his disciples, what do you want me to do for you? And they, what did they say? Okay, Lord, we want you to teach us to be humble, and we want you to help us to serve, right? Help us to pray. No. They said, when you get in your glory, give us seats on your right and your left. We want the positions of, Lord, we want positions of power and glory. That was what they wanted Jesus to do for them, and they were apostles. Bartimaeus had a much more appropriate answer. Lord, I want to see. As we always do, put yourself in this story. Blind people were shunned by wider society. They were poor, dependent, and probably constantly afraid. Bartimaeus had to beg for his food every day, rain or shine. He was perhaps a burden, an embarrassment to his family, if he had one. On the edge of the desert, he was probably dust-covered and hot, poorly clothed. Maybe he was fighting bitterness, abandonment, and cynicism. Cynicism, he certainly had occasion to do so. Maybe Bartimaeus is a lot more like you than you think. If he can do it, maybe you can do it too. What can you learn from this poor, blind beggar? Do you want to see more of what only faith can reveal? Your life is not just a random series of purposeless events. God has a plan for your life. You were made with a purpose that only you can fulfill as part of God's plan. Do you know what it is? Are you walking in that way? We live among angels of light to guide and console us, and angels of darkness to tempt and distract us. Bartimaeus saw Jesus in a way that others did not. Jesus stands at the door and knocks, the Bible says. Do you hear the knocking? Are you opening the door? The scriptures say, as will our offertory hymn that we sing, we walk by faith and not by sight. Do you want this to be more true of your life, to see the things that only faith can reveal, the richness of the world and the presence of God in which we live? Bartimaeus did more than the others. Ask Jesus to help you. you want, with God's grace, to learn to be more bold in living what you believe, fear robs us of fruitful prayer, useful service. You respond to the negativity around us. Our whole culture ridicules faith. God is just internal projection, simply your own opinions. Trying to exert power over others, it's just deception. Prayer is a waste of time. There's really nobody there. Even if he is, you're not the type who's going to be very good at it. If not those around us, the devil is often, constantly, the Bible says, haranguing us, accusing us day and night before the throne of God. Bartimaeus had it right in his face and turned it completely off. He wasn't listening to that. His eyes were on Jesus. Are you resisting the call of Jesus? Are there things you know you should be doing that you're not? Bartimaeus jumped right up and ran at the chance. Perhaps the most important, what do you want Jesus to do for you? Is there something in your life about which you desperately need Jesus? About what you want to just shout out, Jesus, the Messiah, have pity on me. Please don't tell me there isn't anything. We're often too passive, just not expecting enough from God. We give up too easily. How easy it would have been for Bartimaeus to say to himself, I'm blind. Not much you can do about that. I guess I'll just have to accept things the way that they are. It would have been easy for him to do that, but he didn't. And blind Bartimaeus was blind no more. I think maybe Bartimaeus had an advantage. He knew. It was clear what he needed. What do you want Jesus to do for you? And don't ask for something trivial, like $1 million. God has better than that. Here's a better question. What would Jesus want you to ask him for? That's a good question. What if Jesus wants you to ask him for more than what you would ask for otherwise? You're thinking, I could use a Chevy, and he's thinking, I want to give you a Lamborghini. More probably, you're thinking the resources of earth, and he's thinking the resources of heaven. You're thinking along natural lines, and he's viewing things along supernatural lines. Let him blow your mind. With expectation and passion in your heart, seeing with the eyes of faith, boldly responding to the call of Jesus, what do you want Jesus to do for you? There's more going on here than you can see with your natural eyes. He's about to offer you his body and his blood. Treasures from heaven. What do you want Jesus to do for you?